today. It's primary election day, state of Ohio, and there's some big things going on, especially on the GOP tickets as they're going up against and trying to get Sherrod Brown and Marcy Kaptur out of their office come of the general election in November. Kind enough to join me this morning is Dr. David Cohen. He's a professor of political science at the University of Akron, good contributor and one of our political analysts here on the morning show. David, thanks for joining us. Primary election day. How do you look at it this year in 2024 in Ohio?
Good morning, Ray. Thanks for having me. Well, I think this year, one of the things that we probably need to pay attention to is turnout and whether turnout's going to be down. We don't have a competitive presidential primary like we did in 2020 or 2016. Both of the candidates are well-known to have secured the nomination. You know, one's a president, one's a former president. And I think that really could hurt the turnout on the Republican side when, you know, the only thing really on the ballot is a U.S. Senate primary and, you know, some various issues that are on the ballot, like school levies, et cetera.
David, when I was looking at this, and I want to get to this voter turnout topic because there's a lot to that as this year unfolds. But when we look at that GOP ticket today, and of course, going up against Sherrod Brown, they're looking for some. You got Bernie Moreno, who's backed by Donald Trump. You got Frank LaRose, Ohio's Secretary of State, and then Matt Dolan. And I don't want to say he's anti-Trump, but he's gotten his support from DeWine and Rob Portman. And on the attacks on him, they're billing him as the anti-Trump guy with Matt Dolan. That's an interesting ticket there with the GOP as people go to the polls.
It is. And, you know, the fact that you have three very strong candidates makes it a little bit hard to predict, especially with the turnout factor. And, you know, what complicates things is, you know, Frank LaRose used to be considered one of those, you know, never Trumpers or, you know, maybe somebody that didn't like Trump's type of rhetoric and had some problems with it. And during this campaign, he has tried to endear himself to more of the MAGA side of the Republican Party, and it really hasn't worked. It's kind of backfired. You know, Bernie Moreno got the endorsement from former President Trump, which was no surprise. I mean, President Trump intervened in the 2022 Republican Senate primary and asked Bernie Moreno to get out of the race. And most observers thought that, you know, there was a quid pro quo there, that he would endorse him in 2024. For the race against Sherrod Brown. So, and that in fact has happened. The big test of today is what kind of strength Donald Trump has, you know, with the Republican base. And, you know, the fact that you have Matt Dolan and Frank LaRose kind of splitting that, you know, maybe the Republican establishment vote, and coupled with Trump's endorsement, I think gives Moreno an edge in this election today.
With us is Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science at University of Akron. And David, that's what I was going to keep a close eye on when you look at Bernie Moreno in this district. And as I mentioned, in the other district they're going after is Marcy Kaptur, who is the 9th congressional district. And the Trump candidate there is Marin. I'm interested to see how this spills out because, as you were saying, it's going to be interesting to see which way the GOP ticket goes in Ohio. I think we'll find out a little bit today. And again, as you mentioned, voter turnout will probably be smaller, but it'll be interesting to see how Marin and Moreno do in today's primary.
Well, and I think in that 9th congressional district race, Republicans dodged a huge bullet with Chair Majewski getting out of the race. He's the candidate that lost to lost in 2022 in that race against Marcy Kaptur. Very controversial candidate, somebody that was present at January 6th, and somebody that Trump was going to support. And then he made some, you know, incredibly controversial comments a few weeks ago, dropped out of the race. Derek Marin, who was the choice of majority of Republicans in the state house to be Speaker of the House, of course, you know, at the last minute, lost that bid to be Speaker, jumped into this race, and you know, he's been endorsed by Trump, He's been endorsed by the sitting speaker, U.S. Speaker of the House, and is probably their best shot at defeating Marcy Kaptur in this election.
With us is Dr. David Cohen, professor of political science at the University of Akron. David, you opened it up by voter turnout, and I've been reading some pieces leading up, and we've got a ways to go before the general election, but there's a lot of concerns, especially on the Democrat side, about voter turnout, but in general, because you've got the former president and Donald Trump, who certainly has his swell of supporters, but then there's others that are kind of turned off, and then you have President Joe Biden, who has had a tough time maybe connecting with a lot of the folks on that side of the ticket. And I was wondering if you've been hearing some of that about the passion of the voters and how big of a factor will voter turnout be, and it is every year, but maybe even more so this year in a presidential election year.
I think it could have a huge impact. 2020 had the highest voter turnout in history. This election cycle, we're looking at a significant drop-off. And that's, you know, one of the reasons is because neither one of these candidates is a mystery. Essentially, voters are going to be able to engage in retrospective voting for both candidates. You have the former president, who obviously is very popular among his supporters, but brings a tremendous amount of baggage. You either love Donald Trump or you hate him. There's not a whole lot of in-between. And he's facing significant criminal, legal jeopardy at this point as well. And then on the Democratic side, Joe Biden has lost a lot of support among Democratic supporters, especially young voters, over his handling of the war in the Middle East that's raging right now. And that's a huge problem for the Biden campaign, especially in some of these, more important battleground states like Michigan and Wisconsin and places like that, that Biden has to win. He was able to win in 2020 because of increased turnout, especially among younger voters supporting him. And if he loses that, it's going to be tough for him to win re-election.
Yeah, and David, not only that, right, when we talk about the war in the Gaza Strip and Israel and that connection too, but for some people not connected with this and the younger voters, this TikTok issue has a groundswell. And when you're talking about those voters, 40 and younger, that have a large turnout, at least they did in 2020, a lot of them are turned off by the possible announcement that Biden said that he would sign this bill if it comes out of the Senate.
Yeah, and it's a tough position that the Biden administration is in, because there's some pretty tough rhetoric that they've used against China and other foreign powers, TikTok being a Chinese company. And the worry about the Chinese government stealing data of TikTok users, and there's national security implications there. But as you said, TikTok is overwhelmingly used by the younger generations of this country, Gen Z and millennials, and there would be a lot of outrage, not only directed towards President Biden, but also the United States Congress. And so that is that, this is one of those situations that presidents have to deal with all the time, which is, do I do what's right for the country from a national security perspective or some other perspective, or do I do what's popular politically? And even, if he vetoes the bill, there are going to be a lot of, voters, older voters that would be outraged that want to see TikTok get banned. So it's, you get paid to be president to make the tough decisions. And this would be a tough one for the president.
And David, lastly, with you connected with the Ray C. Bliss Institute of Applied Politics there at the University of Akron, what are polls telling you right now through the first quarter in this upcoming race with Biden and Trump?
Well, first of all, I think overwhelmingly Biden is unpopular. No president in modern history has ever won re-election with an approval rating under 50% shortly before the election. Now, we're not shortly before the election. We still have several months. But that's 50%. Joe Biden right now is under 40%. So you know, he has to obviously bump up his approval rating, which normally happens as a general election approaches. Donald Trump is also very unpopular. He's only in the mid to low 40s for approval rating. So you have two historically unpopular candidates that are leading their tickets. And you also have a number of third-party candidates that are going to be part of this race. Robert Kennedy Jr., who, you know, has access to a lot of money, can really shake up this race. He's not going to win any states in the Electoral College, but he may drain a lot of supporters from both and a lot of votes from both candidates, which can really have an impact on the final results.
Going to be interesting. David, we have a lot more to talk about in 2024. Look forward to the conversations. Thank you for sparing some time with me again this morning, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ray. Take care.